Recorded Books presents Mayo Clinic on Osteoporosis. Keep your bones strong and reduce your risk of fractures. Written by Anne E. Kearns, MD, PhD. Narrated by Karen Chilton. Part 1. Understanding Osteoporosis.
Chapter 1. What is osteoporosis? You may not think of your bones as being alive, but they are. Every day, your body breaks down old bone and replaces it with new. As you get older, however, you lose more bone than you gain. If you lose too much, you can develop the bone disease, osteoporosis. Osteoporosis causes bones to become weak, brittle, and prone to fracture. The word osteoporosis means porous bones. Due to this loss of bone tissue, bones that were once dense and strong may be unable to withstand the stress of even normal activity, such as bending over or twisting to look behind you. Having some bone loss is a natural part of aging, similar to getting gray hair or developing wrinkles. However, losing several inches of height goes beyond what's considered healthy aging. And it certainly isn't normal to break a bone from coughing or receiving a hug. But that's precisely what can happen if you're one of about 54 million people in the United States who have osteoporosis or are at high risk of it due to low bone mass. Wondering about weak versus strong bones or bone mass versus bone strength? Here are some key terms. Bone mass is the total amount of bone tissue you have in your skeleton. Bone density refers to how tightly that tissue is packed within a given area of bone. Bone strength refers to the ability of bone to withstand stress and is dependent on bone quality, including mass and density, as well as the structure. Osteoporosis through the ages. Ancient Egyptian mummies with the telltale evidence of hip fractures suggest that osteoporosis has been a problem for humankind through the millennia. But until fairly recently, osteoporosis wasn't considered a disease. It was thought to be an inescapable part of aging. Stereotypes from literature, art, and even television reinforce this idea. From the old woman who lived in a shoe, of nursery rhyme fame, to Sophia from the 1980s sitcom The Golden Girls, older female characters have often been portrayed with a tottering walk and stooped over with the so-called dowager's hump. In the 1830s, a French doctor studying the effects of disease on the human body observed that some people's bones were honeycombed with large holes that greatly weakened the bone structure. He was the first person to describe this condition, which he termed osteoporosis. Unfortunately, the French doctor didn't consider this to be a sign of disease and continued his investigation along different paths. In the 1940s, Fuller Albright, MD of Massachusetts General Hospital, made the connection between the hormone estrogen and osteoporosis. He noticed that many of his patients who had problems with weak bones and fractures were older women past menopause. Dr. Albright believed that the sharp drop in estrogen that occurs during menopause was causing the abnormal loss of bone. He identified the condition as postmenopausal osteoporosis. Still, old notions prevailed. Until the 1990s, doctors had limited options beyond calcium and estrogen to offer as prevention or treatment for osteoporosis. But newer discoveries have transformed doctors' understanding of the disease. Osteoporosis is an issue not only for older women, but also for younger people. Building strong bones when you're young and growing is just as important as slowing bone loss as you age. The good news is that osteoporosis is as preventable and treatable as it is common. The keys to avoiding the disease are building a strong skeleton when you're young and slowing the rate of bone loss as you age.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?